Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and each week I usually put in some kind of reading, a joke, a story, a non-commercial recording often, and I call these things Wombats, and that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat today, and I look forward to hearing it. This first number kind of gives you a hint what the wombat's going to be about. This is a gospel tune by the Redeemed Quartet, and I particularly like them because they have a bass singer, and I am a bass, and I can get down his range, but not with the volume he has. Wonderful recording for me. Jesus Is Coming Soon by the Redeemed Quartet.
Trouble sometimes are here,
filling men's hearts with fear.
Freedom we all hold dear,
now is at stake.
Humbling your
hearts to God,
safe from the
chastening rod.
Seek the way
pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Jesus Is Coming Soon by the Redeemed Quartet. The next song is Coconut from Harry Nilsson. And this song is a little strange. I really can't explain in what way it's strange, but see if you think so. But I find it quite entertaining. Coconut by Harry Nilsson.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drag the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drag the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drag the boat up. Put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor. Woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
Coconut by Harry Nilsson. And did you think it a little strange? Here comes Just Give Me a Reason by Pink, one of her biggest hits. Pink, or there, I'm not sure whether Pink is her name or the band's. Just Give Me a Reason.
From the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh. Oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. Just a second, we're not broken, just bent, and we can learn to love again. It's in the stars.
That was Just Give Me a Reason by Pink. The next song is from the 50s. This is Donna by Ritchie Valens. Donna by Ritchie Valens. The next song is Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind, sung by John Sebastian and the Mona Lisa Twins. John Sebastian was immersed in the folk music revolution in Greenwich Village back in the 60s and went on to start a group called The Loving Spoonful, and they made a number of hits. And one of the songs they had was Did You Ever Have to Make Your Mind? And they recorded it, and it was a big hit for them. And later, now, recently, John Sebastian is probably in his late 70s, he recorded the song again with the Mona Lisa Twins. I believe they're identical twins. Starts off with just his voice, and then one of the twins comes in, and they do a bit, a verse, and then the other twin comes, so the three of them doing harmony. So this is Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind by John Sebastian and the Mona Lisa Twins.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money. And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some mousy little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? sister.
When in walks your father and takes you in line,
he says you better go home, son, and make up your mind.
Then you bet you better finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide?
Listening to Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind by John Sebastian and the Mona Lisa Twins. The next song is Wayfaring Stranger by Emmy Lou Harris. I've played a number of different versions of this song on the show. This one's new to me and I like it a lot. In particular, Emmy Lou Harris's voice is just transcendent here. And there's an instrument in there. I assume it's a pedal steel. I don't know. I can't tell. It could be a steel guitar or a dobro. But it's just a wonderful singing note that they put on top of Emmy Lou's voice every now and then. Gives it a great feel. And the harmony is wonderful. Good song. Wayfaring Stranger by Emmy Lou Harris.
I am. Traveling through this world of war, here there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see. Oh,
that was Wayfaring Stranger by Emmylou Harris. Next up is another gospel. This is Do Lord, and it's a fairly simple version of it, but it works for me. This is Johnny Cash, and he's putting his heart into this. I think he grew up singing music like this. Do Lord by Johnny Cash.
Do Lord, oh do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, do remember me. Way beyond the blue, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take Him too, while He's still calling you. Oh, do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, do remember me, away beyond the blue. Do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do remember me. Way beyond the blue.
That was Johnny Cash with Do Lord. We started this show off with the gospel, Jesus is Coming Soon, and the last one, the one by Johnny Cash, is gospel. The next is Wombat, today's Wombat, and this is the poem, The Creation, by James Weldon Johnson. I bought a record in the 50s called God's Trombones, and it had a collection of poetry by James Weldon Johnson, and this is one of the pieces on there. The voice you hear, what a wonderful voice, is Frank Davis. So this is The Creation as narrated by Frank Davis.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Just give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
Oh Lord, we come this morning knee bowed and body bent before thy throne of grace. Oh Lord, this morning bow our hearts beneath our knees and our knees in some lonesome valley. We come this morning like empty pitchers to a full fountain with no merits of our own. Oh Lord, open up a window of heaven and lean far out over the battlements of glory and listen this morning.
Come here, Lord, come here, Lord.
And God stepped out on space, and He looked around and He said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. and God smiled, and the light broke. The darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, "That's good." And God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hand until he made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. And down between the darkness and the light, God hurled the world. And God said, "That's good." Then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right hand, the moon was on his left. The stars were clustered above his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked, and where he trod, his footprints hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. And God stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world and spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes and the lightnings flashed. He clapped his hands and the thunders rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his finger to the sky and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes curdled down in the hollows of the ground and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again and the rainbow appeared and curled itself around his shoulders. Then God raised his arm and he waved his hand over the sea and over the land. And he said, bring forth. And quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and seas, roamed the forests and woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, "That's good." Then God walked around, and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun, he looked at his moon, he looked at his little stars. He looked on his world with all its living things. And God said, "I'm lonely still." Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought till he thought, "I'll make me a man." Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay. And by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the farmost corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yes, he's taken my feet out of my weak clay, and he's placed upon the right side of my Father.
Oh, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord laid his hands on me.
Was The Creation, a poem by James Weldon Johnson, narrated by Frank Davis. Every culture has different kinds of music, and Ireland has these plaintive ballads and these long old stories And also it has rowdy barroom songs. And I especially like the rowdy barroom Irish songs. Here's one. This is Galway Girl, and it's performed by Mundy with Sharon Shannon. I think it's probably in a bar from the background sound. Galway Girl.
I took a stroll down the old long walk on a day I met a little girl and we started to talk on a grand soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Because the hair was black and your eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl down the Salted Plum with a Galway girl. We're halfway there when the rain came down on the day. She asked me up to a flat downtown on a grand soft day. And I ask your friend, what's a fella to do? Ah, because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave it a twirl.
Just heard Galway Girl by Mundy with Sharon Shannon. Next up is Foolish Questions by the Woods Tea Company. And this is a fun song. The singer is having fun. The audience is having fun. And you're going to be part of the audience and you can have fun too. You get to guess some of the words coming up in the song. It's kind of a joke. This is Foolish Questions by the Woods Tea Company. I'll add that the Woods Tea Company is a group of things, old-time music and sea shanties and all sorts of stuff. They're in Vermont. They were started around 1980, and they're still going strong. They've changed members a few times, but this is the Woods Tea Company with Foolish Questions.
This is about foolish questions. Now you've all heard Foolish Questions, and you no doubt wonder why. You know, a person can ask a foolish question then expect a sensible reply. Like when you bring your girl some candy, say just after tea. You know, the first thing she's gonna do is wrinkle up her nose. She'll ask, is that for me? Foolish questions, why, you may as well reply, no, that's for your ma and pa, or I bought that for the guys. I just wanted you to look at it. Now I'm gonna take it away. Foolish questions, you hear them every day. Folks are way ahead of me on this song. For those of you that don't know what's going on, I like doing this as an audience participation tune. All you have to do is ask the question every time it comes around. It'll rhyme. Now, suppose the elevator person should forget to close the door, and you walk in and you tumble down, say, 47 floors, and when you reach the bottom and you're lying there inert, some fool stick his head down the elevator shaft and holler,
"Hurt!"
That's amazing. Foolish questions, your dying words are, "No, I was just in an awful hurry. That elevator's too damn slow. Usually saves a lot of time, you know, coming down this way." Foolish questions, you hear them every day. I think I'll skip right to the advanced verses. These are from my own personal experiences. We get in very late at night. Now the phone rings in the morning. It's about 5:25. You're sleeping awfully soundly. You're just barely alive. As you stumble to the telephone, you break a coffee cup. And the voice on the other end will ask, "Foolish questions, you lie right on cue. Hell no, I get up every morning at about 20 after 2. That's when I'm gonna call you tomorrow." Foolish questions, you know, that's what I would do. I'm gonna try my newest verse. It's a little hard to guess, so if you get it, shout it out so that everybody else can get it. We were playing at an alehouse, it was a low-down kind of place, when this biker staggers to the stage and stares me in the face. And though I'm singing loudly with my guitar in my hand, this guy shouts, "Hey buddy!" Foolish questions, I looked at him and grinned. "No, I'm the bouncer. How did you get in?" "I guess you're gonna have to leave now." He swung at me, I ducked. Foolish answers, you know, that one really was dumb. The last one is hard also, but it's on our album. It has the word reading in it. I was riding on a bus. It was a cold and breezy day. So I sat right down on the New York Times, you know, to keep the cold away. Well, this guy, he sees the paper on which I just barely sat. And he leans right over and he asks me, say, "Foolish questions." So to him I spoke. "Well, as a matter of fact, I am," I said. But he took that for a joke. So I got up and I turned the page and sat back down again. Foolish questions, you hear them now and then.
That was Foolish Questions, performed by the Woods Tea Company. Next up is Killed by a Coconut by Bob Gibson and Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein is one of my favorite musicians and humorists. He wrote this song and he helps Bob Gibson sing it. Bob Gibson sings the song and Shel Silverstein's a little voice that comes in and makes smart aleck remarks during the song. Killed by a Coconut.
Just had a stress test, and he was fine.
Yeah, I seen him. He looked good. He really did.
His cholesterol level was down to 209.
Ooh, healthy and happy.
He saved up his money, retired to the tropic sea.
That sounded beautiful.
There he was resting contentedly.
Yeah.
Underneath a tall palm tree. When he was killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut?
Killed by a coconut.
Killed by a coconut.
Just when things were looking up, he happened to be looking down. Yeah, he was killed by a coconut.
And you could be
killed by a coconut.
That's why you never should be
sitting underneath the coconut tree when the coconut come down.
I think I understand the gravity of the situation.
After 5 years of begging and pleading, she finally said yes.
Oh, that's what we want to hear.
They slipped into his apartment. She slipped out of her dress.
Ooh, I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall there.
He lit up some incense.
Was that patchouli?
And unplugged the phone.
The sneaky devil.
And
man was just about to enter the twilight zone
when
he was killed by a coconut.
Oh, what a feeling.
Killed by a coconut.
It came through the ceiling.
The people upstairs were having a luau, and one fell through the floor.
What's the chances of that?
Being killed by a coconut.
Protected.
Killed by a coconut.
They come unexpected.
So never be lying in bed at night with the one that you adore.
Now you tell me.
He got the promotion. He felt great.
Oh, I got a raise, I got insurance, healthcare, dental care.
He took everybody in the office out to celebrate.
Oh, we went to this fancy restaurant, man. It was really, really
He good. Ordered up pina coladas.
Ooh, I love them.
All around.
Oh, I got so lightheaded.
And they made a toast.
Yeah.
He drank it down.
Uh-oh.
And made a gasping sound. And he was killed by a coconut.
A great big cold one.
Killed by a coconut.
He swallowed a whole one.
The young bartender was just out of school and put the whole damn coconut in.
The kid tried.
He was killed by a coconut.
It ain't no joke.
You could be killed by a coconut.
I'll gasp and choke.
So never be drinking in a bar at night, surrounded by all of your friends. He come back from Vietnam without even scars.
Oh, he had medals. The guy was a hero.
Started driving them demolition derby cars.
Oh, yeah, that was a good idea.
He joined the police force.
Uh-oh.
Survived a shootout or two.
Oh, I think I see what's coming.
Now he was healthily jogging down the avenue.
Oh, don't tell me.
When he was killed by a pineapple.
What?
They were out of coconuts.
Oh.
Killed by a pineapple.
Oh, it felt like a coconut.
The A&P truck hit a telephone pole and fruit went flying everywhere. So if there's plans you got,
big, big plans you got,
just make sure you're not.
Just make sure you're not
jogging down the road on a sunny afternoon, 'cause coconuts are lurking out there.
Oh, don't scare me, man.
Killed by a coconut.
Oh, what a way to die now.
Killed by a coconut.
Come on, everybody cry now.
Fate has a way of making you pay for all the wrongs you do.
And a couple of the rights, too.
All the plans you got.
All the plans you got.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
Ain't gonna mean a lot.
When you meet up with the coconut that's out there waiting for you.
Oh, he ain't waiting for me, man.
Yeah, the plans you got will not mean a lot when you take a shot that don't feel so hot. And ready or not, you come to the spot. Your coconut's waiting for you.
Oh, somewhere there's a tropical fruit with your name on it.
That was Killed by a Coconut by Bob Gibson and Shel Silverstein. Next up is what I think of as my roots music. This is Groundhog by Doc Watson and Gaither Carlton. And they're from our part of the world, North Carolina and West Virginia, western part of the state of Virginia. And the groundhog is something I learned early on. It's sort of down and dirty Appalachian, in the mud kind of song. Groundhog, Doc Watson, Gaither Carlton.
Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Shoulder up your gun and whistle up your dog. Off to the woods where we get the groundhog. Oh, groundhog. Here comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. Here comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. The groundhog gravy all over her chin. Oh, groundhog. pole. Run here, Sally, with a 10-foot pole. Twist his whistle pig out of his hole. Oh, Brown Hall. Look at them fellas, they're about to fall. Look at them boys, they're just about to fall. Eat till the britches won't button at all. Oh, Brown Hall. Now you eat up the meat and you save the hide. Eat up the meat and you save the hide. Make the best darn shoestring that ever was tied. Oh, Brown Hall. One mine's nearly broke, I need one of them. There's a little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. A little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want any more, you can take it yourself. Oh, Brown Hall.
That was Groundhog by Doc Watson and Gaither Carlton. Next up is Indian Summer by three famous artists. This is the Gatlin Brothers, I guess that's more than one famous, and Roy Orbison and Barry Gibb. And listen for Roy Orbison's voice. He has that real high tenor. He floats out on top of everybody, and you can hear it in this version of Indian Summer.
You were a lady, night lady. I was a boy running wild. The way that you used everything that God gave, I gave in my heart like a child. One moment you took me to heaven, took me back to earth, and then before I woke up to the fact I was falling, you took me back to heaven again. And I remember the Indian summer, how you held me, how you loved me. And you fill me with the glow.
How you held me in the moon.
Summer by the Gatlin Brothers, Roy Orbison, and Barry Gibb. The last song on the show today is Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me by Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt was one of the top artists of her generation and had a number of big hits. And she also sang, collaborated with many, many of the top recording people in the business. She worked on 120 different albums. 24 of them she made herself, or in addition to 120, 24 she made studio albums. And it's just quite an impressive career that she had. This particular song has a lot of energy. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Pitiful Me, sung by Linda Ronstadt. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISC in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you extra special songs and put in odd things that I call wombats, and tonight's wombat was The Creation, a poem from the Bible, sort of. And every week I'll be doing that. If you have a suggestion please email me. My email address is Harry, that's my first name, at baya.net. My last name is B-A-Y-A, Bravo Alpha Yankee Alpha .net. And Harry at baya.net, I'd love to hear from you. If you have a suggestion for any music for the show, especially any wombats you think I might want to add, please do send them to me. That's Harry at baya.net. Now we're approaching the end of the show, and I do it in kind of a ritual way. I think of it as audience participation time. It's your chance to join me as we end the show. So I give you an invitation, and you can be a participant in closing out my show. This is what it's going to be. I'm going to say, please join me, and then I'll tell you how to do that. Ready? Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.